Today's daf is Erevin Daf Yud Beis, and we are at the Mishnah, 13 lines from the bottom of Daf Yud Aleph Amid Beis. Today's daf is being learned as a Schos Refuah Shalema for Shlomo ben Sara Aliza and Le'ilui Nishmas Avram ben Moshe Chayim. So we are up to the second Mishnah of Maseches Erevin, which is very much a continuation of the first Mishnah, and the truth is, in many ways, today's daf is a chazara, as it's going to go through a lot of the points, more from a high level, a little more shitchias, that we went through in the first 10 or so dafin in the Maseches. Zok the Mishnah, Hechsher Mavoi, a Mavoi which is surrounded by three mechitzas, which Midda Iraisa has a din of a Rishos Hayachid. However, being that it was exposed on the fourth side to Rishus HaRabim, the Chachamim said, you're not allowed to carry unless you put something at the entranceway of the Mavoi to distinguish it from the Rishus HaRabim. So up until now, we've mentioned that what would you have to put at the entranceway of the Mavoi? Either a Lechi, a Kaira, or if you want to go really Lifnim Meshuras HaDin, you could put a proper Mechitza, you could put a Tzuras HaPesach. Stating that, as we're going to see right now, that we've been mentioning as if it's obvious, as if everybody agrees with it, is really a machloikis tanam. Zok the Mishnah, hechsher mavoi. How are you machsher a mavoi on that fourth exposed wall? Bishami says lechi v'kara. You have to put a lechi and a kaira. Ubeisolo Imre Solo says oy lechi oy kaira. You could put either a lechi or a kaira. Rabbi Eliezer says lichayayin. You have to put two lechis. In other words, three shittas. Beshamai says a lechi and a kaira. Beisulul says either a lechi or a kaira. Rabbi Eliezer says that you have to have two lechis. Meaning what we've been mentioning up until this point is shittas Beisulul, but really there are two other shittas. Mishum Rabbi Shmuel Amar Talmud Echad Lifnei Rabbi Akiva. There was a Talmud that was in the presence of Rabbi Akiva. And he said over something to Rabbi Akiva that he heard from his Rebbe, Rabbi Yishmol. Who's that Talmud? We're going to see on Daf Yud Gimel. But he said over the following halacha as it relates to a mavui. Lo nechleku beishamim beisilo. This machloik is between beisham beisilo that we just mentioned. Whether you need a lechi and a kaira, that's Beishamai Shita, or oi lechi, oi kaira, that's Beishil Shita. The machloikus was not on a mavui shu pachas me'ar ba'amis. Meaning, they never argued regarding a mavui that's less than dalan amis. Shehun nitir, oi belechi, oi bekaira. Because everybody agrees that over there, either a lechi or a kaira is going to be okay. Aman nechliku, where was the machloikus? Meaning, where did Beishamai say that you need a lechi and a kaira, al rocha me'ar ba'amis, if the entranceway to the mavui was more than 4 amis wide, va'ad eser, but it was less than 10 amis. Meaning, if the entranceway is more than 10 amis, then it's a problem. Then you would need a tzuras ha-pesach. Rav Shita in yesterday's daf is that a tzuras ha-pesach wouldn't even work. But the point is, if the entranceway is less than dalad amis, everybody agrees you need a lechi or a kaira. If the entranceway is between dalad amis and 10 amis, which is the maximum, over there, we have a machloike. So that Shabeshama Yemen Beshamai says Lachi the Kaira, Ubeisul says Oi Lachi Oi Kaira. Rabbi Akiva heard what this Talmud told him in the name of Rabbi Yishmol, and he said, I disagree. Alzeh the Alzeh Nechleku. Meaning the Machloikis Beshamai Beisulu was both with regards to a Mavi where the entranceway is between Dalad Amis and Ten Amis, and the Machloikis was also said with regards to a Mavi where the entranceway is less than Dalad Amis wide. So there's two Machloikis in taking place in our Mishnah. The first is Mavui, she'enu mefulish, it's surrounded on three sides. On the fourth side, it's exposed to a Rishus HaRabim. You have to put something at the front of the Mavui in order for you to be able to carry in the Mavui. What do you have to put? Three shittas. Beishamai says, lechi v'kaira. Beisul says, oi lechi, oi kaira. Rabbi Eliezer says, licha yayin. Second machloikis is this machloikis, Beishamai Beisul. Is that true for all mevayos? Or maybe it's only if the entranceway is at least 4 amis wide. If, however, it's less than 4 amis wide, there was a Talmud who for now is still nameless, who's told Rabbi Akiva, in the name of his Rebbe, Rabbi Yishmael, that it could be, if it's less than 4 amas, everybody would agree, even Beishamai, that the halacha would be oy lechi oy kair. Either way, the Gemara is now going to go into great detail to discuss this Mishnah. And again, in the course of today's daf, we're going to chazer a lot of the points that we've seen during the first 10 dafin of the Masechta. Zok de Gemara, keman, l'chura, this machloikis that we have in the Mishnah. Hechsher mavoi, lechi v'kaira, oi lechi oi kaira, licha yayin. At first glance, it would seem it's doloike chananya, v'loike tanakama. So who's chananya, who's tanakama? Go down memory lane. We had a machloikis regarding a mavoi mefulish, a mavoi that has two walls, but is exposed to the Rishus HaRabim on the two other sides. The halacha is, in order for you to be able to carry the mavoi, it's not enough to put a lechi or a kaira. You need to first fix, erect a proper mechitza, so that you now converted your mavoi mafulish into a mavoi she'ena mafulish, and then afterwards you put a lechi or kaira on the exposed side. What do you do to make the mavoi mafulish into a mavoi she'ena mafulish? So it was a three-way machlokes. The chachamim, the Tanakama in the Brisa that the Gemara brought earlier said, you put a Tzuras HaPesach. Chananya said, no, it's a machlokes b'shamay b'sil. According to b'sil, you have to have doors. According to b'shamay, you'd have to have doors even on both sides. The bottom line is, we have a Brisa that mentions three shitas as to how you convert your mavi mafulish into a mavi she'ena mafulish, and all three of those shitas are inconsistent with the three shitas that we have in our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says hechsher mavi, and it's lechi v'kayra, oy lechi oy kayra, oy lecha yayin. So you have a Brisa that gives three, tzuras ha-pesach, gates on one side, gates on both sides, and here you have two completely different shitas. I'm Rav Yehuda, so we know what the answer is. Hachi kamer, hechsher mavi, sasum gates. We're talking about two different types of mavi. That Brisa was talking about a mavi mafulish. Well, you need to make a third proper mechitza, because without three mechitzas, it's not a rishos hayachid mideraisa. How do you make that proper mechitza? So with it, Tzuras HaPesach, gates, maybe gates on both sides. Our Mishnah is talking about where the mavi was already sasum. It was already enclosed on three sides. It already is a rishos hayachid. All you need to do is now make some hecker or put something on the fourth side. And over here, we have Beishama Yermin Lachi V'Kairo, U'Beisil Waimim Ay Lachi Ay Kairo. Zok to Gemara, Beishama Yermin Lachi V'Kairo. Beishama says you need a Lachi and a Kairo. L'meimir the Kasavi Beishama Arba Mechitza is Doi Raisa. It sounds a little bit like maybe the reason Beishama holds you have to have a Lachi and a Kairo is because Beishama holds, in order for you to be able to carry in an area, it needs to be surrounded by four mechitzos. Three mechitzos is not enough. So your mavi she'ena mafulish, even though up until now we've been taking for granted, has a din of a rishos hayachid, because it's surrounded by three mechitzos, but maybe Beis Shammai holds that really it needs to be surrounded by four mechitzos. And that's why you need a lechi and a kaira, because the lechi and the kaira maybe together forms a proper mechitza. Just like a tzuras ha-pesach is a proper mechitza, maybe Beis Shammai holds that the lechi and the kaira forms a proper mechitza. So the Gemara says, that pshat of Beis Shammai? Meaning it sounds a little like that may be Pshat and Beishamai. Why would you need a lechi and a kaira? Either a lechi or a kaira should serve the purpose of a hecker, right? Or maybe because Beishamai holds you need a real fourth mechitza. Because if you don't have a real fourth mechitza, then it's not going to be considered Rosh Hashayachim Medei Reis. But the Gemara says, like, could be Lizraik, Mishal Eshudah Mechayev. It could be Luchumra, of course, even if the area would be surrounded by three mechitzas, who would have a din of Rosh Hashayachim. So Lizraik, if somebody would be standing in a Rosh Hashayachim and he would throw something into a Mavi She'inoi Mefulash that only has three walls, it could be avada, he would be chayef. It's just letaltel ad the ikka arba. But the reason Beis Shammai holds that you need a fourth wall, meaning true, the lechi and the kaira is creating more of a real wall, it's just lechumra, we want you to only carry in the event that it has a fourth wall. But avada on the d'oraisa level, on the biblical level, lechumra, three walls enough would be a rishos hayachid. We want you, however, l'chumra, to go in the reverse and say, don't treat it as a rishos hayachid unless it has four walls. So l'chumra, three walls is a rishos hayachid, and l'chumra, only with four walls is it a rishos hayachid. Beis Hillel said, oy lechi oy kaira, lehmer kasavri Beis Hillel, shalosh mechitzas de raisa. So at the very least, for sure, you see from Beis Hillel that three walls is a deiraisa, because if you're going to tell me that three walls is not a deiraisa, then lechura, how could the lechi and the kaira be enough? The Gemara says, like, it could be that Beis Hillel holds that lizrek mishtayim hu demechayev. Maybe Beis Hillel holds that even two walls is deiraisa. Who holds that if an area is surrounded by two walls, it could already have a din of a rishos hayachim deiraisa? It's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. We saw it again earlier in the Masechta. We'll see it again on Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis. But the Gemara says that even Beis Hillel could be really two mechitzas enough to make it into a deiraisa. However, but Beis Hillel holds that unless it's a mavi she'ena mafulish that has three real remechitzos, you wouldn't be able to carry l'chumra. And not just that, if it's exposed to a rishus harabim, you'd have to put a lechi or kaira. The bottom line is, the Gemara says that you can't prove anything from Shitas Beis Shammai or Shitas Beis Hillel as to what they would hold respectively with regards to midday raisa, what makes something a rishus hayachid. Meaning it could be a rishus hayachid needs three mechitzos.
even according to Beis Shammai. Maybe Rishus HaYachid only needs two mechitzas, even according to Beis Hillel. But as it relates to all these halachas that we're learning in Erevin, these are all derabbanan diga halachas. So coming with derabbanan, Beis Shammai held you need four mechitzas, Beis Hillel held you need three mechitzas plus a lechi and a gaira. Again, this is all on the derabbanan level. That's the point. You want to know what the definition of a Rishus HaYachid is midairaisa, lizroi, to be chayiv chatas if you throw something from a Rishus HaRabim into an area. It could be two mechitzas, could be three mechitzas. It's a separate sugya. There's two sugyas when you deal with Rishuyos. There's on the Da'iraisa level, what is a Rishus HaYachid, what is a Rishus HaRabim? And then there's the Erevin Shaila, the Derabbanan level, where at the end of the day, the Chachamu Amachman, the Chachamu said, don't carry unless the area is Mukaf Mechitzos. Those two sugyas are not necessarily the same sugya. Rebbeleza said L'chayayin. So again, what were the three shitas in the Mishnah? You have a Mavoi, a Mavi Sasum, Mavi Sheinim, a foolish, those are synonyms of each other, same difference. How are you machshirin on the fourth wall? Mishnah said, Beis Shammai says a lechi and a kaira. Beis Hillel says either a lechi or a kaira. And then there was a third shita, Rebbe Eliezer said lichayayin, two lechis. So Rebbe Eliezer didn't say anything about a kaira. Was Rebbe Eliezer saying two lechis without a kaira? Or did he mean to say that two lechis and a kaira? Meaning he's even more machshirin than Beis Shammai. Beis Hillel says either a lechi or a kaira. Beis Shammai says a lechi and a kaira. Rebbe Eliezer ratcheted it up even more. No, two lechis and a kaira. Or maybe no. What he meant to say was two lechis are enough, even if there's no kaira. Zokta Gemara Tashma. I'll bring you a raya from a Maisa Shahoya. There was a story with Rabbi Yezid. Shalach Yitzchak Rabbi Yitzchak and prayed Tamidoy. He went to Tamidoy and prayed the Loivolin. That's a place. Again, this is an Erevin story. So Rabbi Yezid went to visit his Talmud, and where was he sitting? In a Mavui that only had one Lechi. Amalai. So he told him, Bini, my son, Asay Lechi Yacha. Mach noch alechi, amaloi. So the Talmud told Rabbi Eliezer, "He was soismayani tzarech. What? I have to close off the whole area? Amaloi, yeah, yisase mumabekach. What's the big deal?" So parenthetically, I'm Reb Shimon Gamliel before the punchline. So Reb Shimon Gamliel said, "Leinechlu b'shamim v'sil." This machleis b'shamim v'sil that we had in the Mishnah was not a mavi shupachas me'ar ba'amis. Was never with regards to a mavi where the entranceway is less than dalad amish. Ain't it tzarech klum? Because everybody agrees you don't need anything. We'll see what that means soon. Aman nechlu arocha me'ar ba'amis vad eser from 4 until 10. Shabbishamim yom lechi v'koy. Dear Beis Shammai says you need a lechi and a kaira, but it's a loy my lechi oy kaira. Okay, Reb Shimon Gamliel, we're going to get back to in a minute. What we need is the resha, the maisa of Rebbe Eliezer. Again, Rebbe Eliezer went to visit his Talmud, Rabbi Yosi ben Preda. Where was he? In a town called Oyvalim. And he saw that he was sitting in a mavoi that only had one lechi. And Rebbe Eliezer told his Talmud, Bini, my son, Asay lechi yachan, make another lechi. So what did he tell him back? Why would I need another lechi? Would I have to close off the whole area? And Rabbi Eliezer told him, yeah, yisase mumabekach, says the Gemara, Kitani miyas, v'chilasoismayani tzarech. The Talmud's reaction to Rabbi Eliezer, where Rabbi Eliezer told him, make another lechi, was, do I need to close off the whole area? Zok the Gemara, gishmak, iyam rebishleim lechayayin lekayro. Bishleim if Rabbi Eliezer sheet is, you need two lechis and a kayro, mishamachyam v'chilasoismayani tzarech. So it's move on. We can understand why the Talmud reacted the way he reacted. Because if I need two lechis and a kayro, so essentially, this is like a Tzuras HaPesach. You're basically making me build a wall. So if I have to build a wall, but if Rebbe Eliezer holds all you need is two lechayayin, but you don't need a kaira as well. Why is it lechayayin? All it is two poles. So two poles and a crossbeam on top, that I can understand why the Talmud would have referred to it as a stima. But if all it is lechayayin, but without the kaira on top, then why do you say v'chilisoismoy ani tzarech? So the Gemara says, no, it's not such a raya. Meaning, the story goes over a little better if Rabbi Eliezer wanted him to put two lechis and a kaira, because that's a real stima, and you could understand why the Talmud was taken aback. Whoa, why would I have to do that much? I thought all I need is a hecker of some sorts. But the truth is, it could be hachi kamar, v'chilisoismoy b'lechayayin anitzarech. He just meant to tell him, but I need lechis on both sides. I need to, like, close it off with posts, even if there's no kaira. The point is, you have no right. Amamar, so we brought this maisa to prove, or to try to prove, what Rebbe Eliezer's sheet is as it relates to lechayayin and a kaira, or lechayayin without a kaira. The Braisa had a Seifa, so the Gemara now is going to mention the Seifa. So what was the Seifa? The Gemara is going to chaser it. Omar, Omar, Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. Rav Shimon Gamliel said, Leinechliku b'shamim v'sil. The machloik is b'shamim v'sil in our Mishnah, where b'shamim says lechi v'kaira, and Beisul says, oy lechi, oy kaira, was not said al mavi shepachas me'arba amis. It was never said regarding a mavi that's less than dalan amis, she'enu tzarech klum, because over there, everybody holds you don't need anything. Freak the Gemara, enu tzarech klum?
If the entranceway to the Mavi is less than Dalet Amos, Bishayim and Silla both agree you don't need anything, but not Tanan. We learned in our Mishnah a similar Shita to Shitas Rav Shimon Gamliel, but a very important difference. What did the Mishnah say? Mishum Rabbi Shmuel Amat Talmud Echlefnei Rabbi Akiva. This was the second Machloikas that we had in our Mishnah. So there was a Talmud of Rabbi Shmuel that told Rabbi Akiva, that there was no Machle Bishayim and Silla, meaning they agree that if the entranceway is less than Dalet Amos wide, that it needs either a Lechi or a Kaira, but at the very least you need a Lechi or a Kaira. How could Rav Shimon Gamliel say that if it's less than Dalet Amos, everyone agrees you don't need anything? Amar Rav Ashi, very poshut. Hachika Amar Einoi Tzarech Lechi V'Koyre K'Beshamay V'Loi L'Choyayin K'Rab Eliezer Ella Rather Oy Lechi Oy Koyre K'Beshilo. The halach is going to be either a Lechi or a Koyre like Beis Hillel. Zok T'Gemara V'Kamo. Is there a minimum shear? Meaning, is there a minimum shear of how wide the entranceway to the Mavi has to be in order for there to be a need for a Lechi and a Kaira? We're discussing the entranceways of the Mavi. What are you supposed to put at the entranceway of a Mavi? Bishamai, Beis Hillel, and Rabbi Eliezer. We have a Machloikis in the Mishnah. It's also a Reb Shimon Gamliel in the Braisa. Whether the Machloikis was only if the entranceway is at least Dalet Amos wide, up until 10 Amos, because again, once it's more than 10 Amos, then we're out of business anyways, then there's no way to be machshir this mavi with a lechi or a kaira. Or the machlekes was even if it was less than Dalet Amos. Okay, is there a minimum shear? Meaning, is it possible that it's the shear can be so small, it's such a narrow entranceway, that maybe everybody agrees you won't need anything? Zok t'gmar v'kama. Is there a shear? And if there is a shear, what is that shear? Amar Rav Achli. So Rav Achli said, v'itema, some say Rabbi Yechiel. Adarba, yeah, four tfachim. Up until four tfachim, no worries. The shayla is, once it's four tfachim. Amar Rav Sheishas, Amar Rav Yomi Barab, Amar Rav, Moedim Chachamim, the Rabbi Eliezer, the Pasi Chatzir, the Chachamim, when Moedim to Rabbi Eliezer, when it comes to a Chatzir, that it's not enough to have one lechi, but when it comes to a chatzer, you would have to have lechayayin. Now, a few things. Number one, when we talk about a pas, in context of a chatzer, it's the same as a lechi in the context of a mavi. It's just a matter of semantics. A pas is a lechi. All it is a stick. It's a pole. It's the equivalent thereof to a mavi. So what was Rav Sheshet saying? Amar Rav Sheshes, and this wasn't his own chiddush, he said it in the name of Rabbi Yirmiyah bar Abba. It wasn't Rabbi Yirmiyah bar Abba's chiddush either, who said it in the name of the great Rav, that moedim chachamim l'Rabbi Eliezer bepasi chatzar. Rabbi Eliezer that holds you need two lechayayin by a mavoy. Chachamim argued. Chachamim said, oy lechi, oy kaira. You definitely don't need two lechayayin. But Chachamim are going to be moedit Rabbi Eliezer that when it comes to a chatzar, it's not going to be enough to have one pass, but rather you're going to have two passim. So why by a chatzar would you ever have to have a lechi? So again, to go back down memory lane, some of the gemaras, some of the intense gemaras that we saw earlier in the Masechta, and that is the halacha is a chatzar that's nifratz b'meloyoy l'makayim ha'asar, that's surrounded by mechitzas on three sides. But on the fourth side, it's exposed to an area that you're not allowed to carry to. Whether that area is a rishos harabim, can't carry from a rishos hayachid to a rishos harabim. Whether that area is a karmelis, you can't carry from a rishos hayachid to a karmelis. Whether that area is a rishos hayachid, but you didn't make an eruv between your rishos hayachid to that rishos hayachid. What's the classic example? Chatzah ketana that opens up into a chatzah gedola, where there's no shitufei mevayos between the two chatzeres. Either way, the halacha is, if I'm exposed 100%, I'm nifretz b'meloyoy l'makay ma'asar, the halacha is, I can't even carry in my rishos, unless you make a lechi. Over there, says the Gemara, everybody agrees, this is Rav Sheshes' chiddush, that moedim chachomim l'Rabbi Eliezer b'pasei chatzer, that it's not enough to make one lechi, but rather you would have to have two lechayayim. Now we saw this already, if it sounds familiar. We saw this in the name of Rebbe. This was Rebbe Shita, that it's not enough to have one pas, but rather you would have to have two pas. Rav Nachman said, no, halacha k'Rabbi Eliezer b'pasei chatzer. The halacha is like Rabbi Eliezer b'pasei chatzer. Now, Rav Nachman, in a way, is saying the same thing. He's saying that by a chatzar, you have to have two pasim, but he's not saying the same thing. Why? Because Rav Sheshet said, this is important for the Gemara, moedim chachamim l'Rabbi Eliezer. There's no machlokes when it comes to a chatzar. Everybody agrees you have to have two. What did Rav Nachman say? You have to have two. But not that everybody agrees. Halacha k'Reb Eliezer b'pasei achatzer. Halacha mechlal d'pligi, right? Which implies that really there is a machlokes. So Rav Sheshi and Nachman said the same thing. They both said you have to have two pasen when it comes to a chatzer. One lechi, not like Reb Eliezer when it comes to a mavi. But when it comes to a chatzer, lechi pas, same thing, but not one. Over there you'd have to have two. But there was a machlokes. The machlokes is, did the Tanoim argue? Or did everybody agree? Rav Sheshi said, moed chom l'Reb Eliezer, there was never a machlokes by a chatzer. Rav Nachman said, halacha k'Reb Eliezer mechlal d'pligi. Amar Rav Nachman by Yitzchok, Rav Nachman by Yitzchok added to this, and he said that really there's no machloikis. Meaning there's no machloikis between Rav Sheshes and Rav Nachman by Yitzchak. There's no machloikis whether or not there was a machloikis tanoim by a chatzer, or there wasn't a machloikis tanoim by a chatzer. How's that possible? It sounds like a head scratcher. So Rav Nachman by Yitzchak explained. Amar, he said, man moidin. When Rav Sheshes said moidim chachamim Rav Eliezer, he didn't mean all the chachamim. He meant Rebbe. He was referring specifically to Rebbe, who again, we saw earlier in the Masechta, if you're holding Cheshbon, who held that when it comes to a chatzah that snifritz b'mloy l'makam ha'aser, it's not enough to have one pas, you have to have two pasim, and that's the moedim chachamim. And when Rav Nachman said, halacha k'Reb Eliezer b'pasei chatzah, which implies halacha michlal d'pligi, that there really is a machloikis by a chatzah, man poligalea, Rabbanan, it's the Rabbanan that argued, it's not Rebbe. The Tanya, where do you see all this? The Tanya, we learned to the Brayse, chatzah niteres b'pasei echad. A chatzah needs one pas. This is a chatzah that snifritz b'mloy l'makam. So you need a one pass in order to be matter for you to be able to be metaltal in the chatzah. Rabbi Yemi, Rabbi said, bishnei passin, two passin. Om Rabbi Asi, Om Rabbi Yoichanon. Rabbi said, name Rabbi Yoichanon. Chatzah tricha shnei passin. A chatzah needs two passin. So it's interesting. Very often in Gemaras, the Gemara will bring a discussion amongst Amirah, and then it's going to bring different memories that some of the Gedolei Amirah said with regards to the topic. So, for example, the Gemara is discussing now a chatzer, one pas or two pasim. And the Gemara is going to bring now what Rabbi Yochanan Shita was. And then the Gemara is going to bring what Shmuel Shita was. And the more you appreciate the personalities and who different Tanom and Amirah were, you can appreciate the Tzuras of the Shmaitza, what the Gemara is trying to do. The Gemara is not just bringing different Amirah. The Gemara is bringing Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan is the Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky of our dar. What Rav Chaim hold of this Shaila? What did Rav Moshe hold? So that's what the Gemara is doing now. Rabbi Yochanan was the God of Adar in Eretz Yisrael. Shmuel, who the Gemara is going to bring in a moment, was the Rosh Yeshiva of Narda, maybe the biggest yeshiva in the world, in Bavel. So the Gemara is going to bring a little bit about what Rabbi Yochanan held. It's going to sound redundant. Again, Chatzar, one pass, two pass, and then we just discussed this. Yeah, but now the Gemara is bringing Meiser Ravs, Hayrois. We're going to try to figure out, this is very halacha l'maisa. So the Gemara is going to try to figure out what some of the Gedolei Amirah held. So Rav Asi, who was a Talmud of Rabbi Yochanan, said that I was Mekabel from my Groser Rebbe, that Chatzar, Tzricha Shnei Pasim, like Rebbe Shita, that even though a Mavi only needs one Lechi, but when it comes to a Chatzar, it's not enough to have one, you have to have two. Amalei Rav Zeru, Rav Asi, Rav Zeru, Rav Asi, Rav Yochanan. And Hachi, can't be. Again, a whole discussion about what Rabbi Yochanan held. Almost treating like Rabbi Yochanan like a Tana. Could Rabbi Yochanan have said this? For at Huda Amrit, Mishmed Rabbi Yochanan, you yourself, Rav Asi, told me the name Rabbi Yochanan, that Pasi Chatzar, Tzrichan Shiei Behen Dalet, that the Pasim of a Chatzar have to be at least four Tfachim wide. Okay, that seems to suggest that all you have to have is one. Why? Maybe what he meant to say was that you have to have two and each one is four. It can't be because there's another thing Rabbi Yochanan said. Because Batani Rav Adar Bar Avi Mikamid Rav Chanin Rav Amid Lokamid Rav Chanin Bar Papi Ktano Be'eser. Rabbi Yochanan himself said over this braiso that the Chatzik Ktano that opened up into the Chatzik Gedoilo, which was the classic textbook example, the Mishnah's example of a Chatzir that's Nifritz B'mloy L'malkamas. Not the only example, but it's the classic. It's the hard example. And the Mitzias, the dimensions were the Chatzik Ktano was 10 Amas. Its entranceway, and the Chatzah Gedolah was 11 Amas. So what do you see from there? That there's only one Amma difference, which is 6 Tvachim. If you have to have 2 Pasim and each one is 4 Tvachim, the math doesn't add up. You're going to end up with 8 Tvachim, and really all you have is 6. So he basically told him, all the math that you're throwing at me doesn't work. So how could Rabbi Yochanan have said that the Pasei HaChatzah need to be 4 Tfachim, and at the same time say 2 Pasim, that would be inconsistent with what Rabbi Yochanan himself said, that the Chatzah Ketana that opened up into the Chatzah Gedolah, where you were allowed to carry in the Chatzah Gedolah, because it had Pasim, it wasn't Nifritz B'mloya L'magam Azar, was only 6 Tfachim more. It's impossible then that each one was 4 Tfachim.
doesn't work. So the Gemara says, Ki solik Reb Zeira miyami, when Reb Zeira came from the Yam, Pirsha, he explained it. And he said, I'll tell you what Reb Yochanan said. No, it's both true. Meaning, Beruach achas barba, b'shtei ruchois, mashu lekan u'mashu lekan. Rabbi Yochanan holds that if you want, you could be mater a chatzer with only one pass. One pass makes it no longer nifritz b'mloy l'makam ha'aser. However, if it's going to be one pass, it has to be at least four tvachim. If you want it to be less than four tvachim, that's okay. But in that case, you're going to have two. How much or how wide do the two have to be? Even a mashu. Ah, if that's the case, if the two only have to be a mashu, so v'hadotani abba baravimi. So why did he say the chatzah katana was 10 and the chatzah gedola was 11, which means there's a difference of 6 tvachim? Why do you have to have 6 tvachim? Either you just have to have one pass, which is 4, or if you have 2 passim, it has to be a mashu, but definitely doesn't have to be more than 4. Why would you have to have 6? The teretz is Rebbe. This was the daf. This was of daf Tesfein. It was going according to Rebbe, who the sava like Rebbe Yosi. Rebbe held like Rebbe Yosi, who held that each pass has to be 3 tvachim. But that was a different cheshbon. It's going according to Rebbe that you need 2 passim according to Rebbe Yosi, when each one has to be 3. We went through that cheshbon already. There's no need to chaz that over. But the bottom line is, as it relates to Rebbe Yochanan Shita. So what did the great Rabbi Yochanan hold? A mavoi, we know all you need is a lech. Even though Bishamis has lechi v'koira, and Rabbi Eliezer holds lecho yayin, but Allah l'maisa, all you need is a lechi. What about a chatzir? Oh, chatzir, that was a whole different shmooze. They're ready, Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshis. Was there a machlekes? Was there not a machlekes? There's a Rebbe, there's a Rabbi Yosi, there's a whole bunch of shittas. Okay, so what's Rabbi Yochanan hold? What does the Gadol Hador hold? Yes, the Gadol Hador. What would he tell you? So what comes out of what we just said now is, it depends. He would say you have 2 choices. If you want, you can make one pass, but it has to be why? It has to be 4 tvachim. If you want, you can make 2, and then each one's going to be a mashu. But the chatzir is definitely treated differently than a mavi. Amar Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef said, Amar Rav Yehuda in the name of Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel in the name of Shmuel. So we just established Rav Yochanan Shita on this topic. What about Shmuel? What did Shmuel in the Nahar Dahol? He said, chatzir niteres b'pas echad. A chatzir only needs is one pass. Amalei Abayah Rav Yosef. So Abayah asked Rav Yosef. So if you have Rav Yosef, you have Abayah. So Abayah immediately told Rav Yosef, for me, Amar Shmuel Hachi, is that true? Did Shmuel say that all you need is one pass? Amalei Shmuel Rav Chananya bar Sheila. Shmuel told Rav Chananya bar Sheila, Atli tavad uvda ela oibirav doifen oibishnei pasen. He said the only way you should ever be matter a chatzir that's nifritz b'mloy l'makam aser. I mean, if you want to fix it, so it shouldn't be nifritz b'mloy l'makam aser. So you need to do one of two things: either roiv doifen, take a wall that's going to cover the majority of the entranceway, or put 2 pasen. That's not what you said, Rav Yosef. Sabaya told Rav Yosef, how could you have been mekabel from Rav Yehuda in the name of Shmuel? Chatzin iteres v'pas echad. It sounds like all you need is a lechi. It's no different than a mavoi. But I know for a fact that Shmuel told Rav Chananya bar Sheila, at lo yisavet uvda. Don't do this. You need either Rav Doifin or 2 pasen. Amalei, it's Rav Yosef told Abaya. V'ano lo yodana. I'll tell you the truth. I don't have an answer to your question. Hey, it's a good kasha. I heard this from Rabbi Yehuda, who's heard this from Shmuel, and you obviously heard something else from Shmuel. But I'll tell you what I do know. Uvda havda v'dur d'Rav Asa, there was a story, again, an Erevin story, in the village of Rav Asa, the Shoyin Hayam nichnas l'chatzer, and what happened was, there was a chatzer that was ocean front, and the ocean, the water from the sea, it came up into the chatzer. The Asa l'kami de Rabbi Yehuda, and they came to Rabbi Yehuda, and they wanted to take the water from the chatzer, and Rabbi Yehuda said that if you want to take water from the chatzer, you can take water, I mean, to drink or to feed the animals or whatever it was, but he said you have to put a pass. Now, Rabbi Yehuda was a Talmud of Shmuel, so Rabbi Yosef said, I'm assuming if Rabbi Yehuda passed in this way, he must have heard this from his Rebbe Shmuel. And what do you see from there? That even though this chatzer opened up to the yam on one side, it was nifritz b'mloya. It sounds like when the yam came in, it must have knocked down the walls. So there were no walls now, and he allowed them to take water by putting a pas. So you see, a pas echad works. So Rav Yosef said, at the end of the day, what I'm saying over from Shmuel, I understand you have a contradiction. I don't have an answer to your question. I don't know why Shmuel told Rav Chananya bar Sheila what you claim Shmuel told Rav Chananya bar Sheila. But I know what I heard from Rabbi Yehuda, and I even know a Maisa Shahaya. I know a real story where they allowed him to take water, even though it was Nifritz B'mloy, simply by putting a pass. But the Gemara says, Amalei, Sabaya told Rabbi Yosef, oh, the Shoyin Yam Kamrid. No, that story that you just said over has no bearing, no shaykhs to this discussion. Because Kalushe Kilu Chachamim B'mayim. And this is a theme that we're going to see again and again. And that is that when it comes to the laws of Erev and the Chachamim made a Kula, when it comes to water. There are certain mechitzos that really wouldn't be considered mechitzos. There are certain partitions and reshuyos and imaginary walls that work when it comes to water. Water is something, you know, ki alamayim yichye ha'adam. And at the end of the day, this is something that people need. This is a basic necessity. And the Chachamim made certain kulos when it comes to water. What's an example of it? So it's a complicated example that we don't really need to fully understand now. Just the punchline is water is different. If you have a mechitza that's floating in the air and you're in a churva and you're trying to get water, can I use that mechitza to section off an area, make it into a Rishus HaYachid, so I should be able to take water? Amalei, so he told him, and this is what we need. Quote, Ein mechitza tluya materes ela b'mayim. Yeah, mechitza tluya is work for water. Kalu shehikilu chachamim b'mayim. So the bottom line is, he said, that story it has no bearing. But the bottom line is, mekomachim kasha. So let's go back. What is Shmuel Shita? We figured out Rabbi Yochanan Shita. What is Shmuel Shita? We have a stira. Rabbi Yosef said in the name of Rabbi Yehuda, said in the name of Shmuel, that Shmuel holds chasin yiteres b'pas echad. And the problem is, Shmuel also told Rabbi Chananya bar Shelo, at lo tavid uvdo elo oiber roiv doif and oiber shnei pasim. Either you need the majority of the entranceway to be closed off, or you need two pasim. Which one is it? So the Gemara says, ki as rab papa, rab hunabrid, rab shumim bei rab, and they came back from yeshiva, pirshua, they explained it. Me ruach achas be'arba, mishte ruchais mashu lekan u mashu lekan. Sounds familiar? That was Rabbi Yochanan Shita as well. Same teretz. He said, it's true. There's a chatzer that could be niteres b'pas echad. But there's also a chatzer that could be niteres b'tu pasim. I said, if I have one, why would I ever need two? Oh, it's very simple. Because one, the threshold is it has to be four tvachim. If it's two, even a mashu is going to be enough. Amar Rapapa. But Rapapa said, no, ikashli hakashli. Because domali shmul the Rav Chananya bar Shelo. Because what did Shmuel tell Rav Chananya bar Shelo? Meaning, he told him, at l'tavid uvda, elo ala oiber roiv doifin, oiber shnei pasim. So this was his question. Lama li roiv doifin, bepas arba sagi. What do you need roiv doifin for? The pass of arba should be enough. Chitem, you're going to tell me, my roiv doifin, bedoifin shiva, the barba have a li roiv doifin. Maybe he was talking about where the entranceway was seven tvachim, and as a result, roiv ends up being four. Meaning, it's the same thing. The roiv doifin is really four, and chanami. It doesn't have to be more than four. In the event that it's seven, that's the entranceway, so that's when it ends up being four. But he still told him, Lamali arba, still what do I need four? Bishloisha umasha husagi. Three and change, that should already be enough. Why? What's the svara for this? Now, three and a mashu is not roiv of seven, right? So what does he mean? What does he mean by that? Because the Omer Rav Achli v'itemer Rav Yechiel, this is the second time we have Rav Achli v'itemer Rav Yechiel, ad arba, up until four, you need to have a lechi v'kaira. But if it's less than four, you don't need a lechi v'kaira. So what was this? Kasha? A gishmaka kasha. If you have an entranceway that's seven, why do I need to put a lechi? Why do I need a pass? Forget about a pass. You know what I need to do? It's easier. Meaning, I could put a pass if I want. The problem is, if it's one pass, it's going to have to be four tvachin. Or I have to do all that work. Just put three and change. If I put three in a mashu, what it's going to do is it's going to now narrow the entranceway. It's going to narrow the gap. Two, less than four. Once it's less than four, I have Rabbi Yechiel's chiddush. We don't have a lot of Rabbi Yechiel in Shas. Then you can invoke Rabbi Yechiel, v'itema Rabbi Achli. And you can say that, oh, now that it's less than four, chtav garnish. So why do I have to have four? Manavshach. So either it sounds like I need Rav Doifin. You'll tell me because it was seven. If it was seven, I don't even need four. I don't need Rav Doifin. Put a miut. Just narrow the gap to where the gap is less than four tvachim. And once the gap is less than four tvachim, that in and of itself is going to be enough. So the Gemara says you can say two terutzim. Iba yisei mekam b'chatzer kam b'mavi. Maybe there's a chilek between a chatzer and a mavi. Meaning Rabbi Yechiel and Rabbi Achli was talking about a mavi. He never said his halacha by a chatzer. Maybe a chatzer is more chamer than a mavi. That's also a theme that we've seen an undercurrent of throughout the first 10 dafin of the Masechta. That a chatzer sometimes is treated more chamer than a mavi. At the very least, they're not the same. That they're not the same. So maybe when it comes to a mavoi, if the gap is less than four tvachim, then you don't need anything. Maybe a chatz, even if it's less than four tvachim, you still need something. So that's why, at the end of the day, you'd always have to put a pass. The pass has to be four tvachim. Why did Shmuel tell Rabbi Chananya bar Shelo roiv doifin? Because that was the mitzias, the entrance, so it was seven tvachim. So where it was seven tvachim, the four ended up being roiv doifin. Eat by the same with Rav Achli. Gufa tanoi. Could be not everybody agrees with Rav Achli. I mean, that not everybody agrees with Rav Achli. Could be Shmuel wasn't going like Rav Achli. Tanu Rabbana. L'shein yam anichnas l'chatzir. If you have the Russian Hayam. So again, person lives ocean front. That's the good news. The bad news is the Yam ended up in his chatzer. It breached his wall, and now he's got water in his chatzer. He has himself a situation. Could he take the water on Shabbos? Here's the question. Or could he not take the water?
He's in his chatzer. He's not taking it from the yam to his chatzer. That's a real problem. Then you're carrying from a carmelist to a chatzer. But even in the chatzer itself, we're struggling to figure out, is that okay or not? What would be the tzadnat? He has a chatzer. As long as he has three mechitzes, oh, because it's nifritz b'mloyoy l'makamasa. So l'shayna yam nichlas chatzer in memalin heimenu b'shabbos. You're not allowed to take on Shabbos. Unless you have a proper mechitza, that's 10 tefachim. This is only true if the pirtza was more than 10 amas. Avalasara, if it's only 10 amas or less, ain't tzarech klum. Says the Gemara, memali hu delay memalinon, hatatule metal talin, va nifritz uchatz bimloy lamakam asar. What do you mean? What happened to the problem of nifritz bimloy lamakam asar? So the Gemara says, halcha b'mayaskinin, this like a dudi. Meaning, it sounds like from this brayta that we just mentioned, the issue was only taking from the yam into the chatzar, which is a problem. You're carrying from a chatzar to Rishus HaYachid. But it sounded like inside the chatzar itself, it wasn't a problem. L'chura, the way we just spoke out, in the chatzar itself, it should have also been a problem. So the Gemara says, no, here it's talking about where there were gidudi. What does gidudi mean? It means it has the side walls. So meaning that it has the side walls, it wasn't completely breached. It wasn't nifritz b'mloy l'makam asar. Where it's nifritz b'mloy l'makam asar, then there's a problem. Not only taking from the yam inside, then there's a problem in and of itself. But hachab and mayaskina, where there were gidudi, and being there were gidudi, there was no issue. Zakti Gemara, another gishmaki Gemara that again ties in a lot of the ideas. I think this daf is a nice chazara of a lot of principles and ideas that were maybe harder to grasp as we were going through these daffin in real time, some of the hard chishbainis, but here the Gemara is bringing them in a little bit of a lighter context, I think. Rabbi Yehuda said, Mavui shalei nishtat fubai. If you have a mavui, bunch of chatzeros, open up into a common mavui. And the b'nei ha-mavui didn't make an erev. Or, more accurately, they didn't make shituf. They didn't do shituf on the vice. As we mentioned in the introduction to the Masechta, the real erev is where everyone comes together, they band together, they chip in for a suda, the proverbial box of matzahs, the mazon shtei sudais, they put it into one house so that we don't look at it as a bunch of houses that open up into the chatzah, we look at it as one, however it works. But the point is that all the mechitzahs and the poles and the tzuras ha-pesachs, that's just to create an area that's encircled. That's just to create a proper rishos ha-yachid. The real eruv, the punchline, is not the eruv, but the punchline is the mazon shtei sudas. So what you have here is a mavoi, a regular mavoi, that the people in the mavoi never made shituf. So here's the halacha: if there's a lechi in the front of the mavoi, hazoyrek l'toychei chayiv. If somebody would throw something from a rishus harabim into this mavoi, the halacha is it would be chayiv chatas because he threw something from a rishus harabim to a rishus hayochid. If you would put a kaira, then hazoyrek l'toychei potter. Then if you would throw something into it, you would be potter. See what's going on? You have a mavoi, which at first glance sounds like it's a mavoi sason. It's a mavoi she'enim foolish. The question is, if somebody throws something from a Rishos HaRabim into the Mavoi, is it going to be Chayef or is it not going to be Chayef? Is it going to be Chayef for the 39th Malacha, Hitzom Rishos Lashos, or is it not going to be Chayef? Said Rabbi Yehuda, the Amoira, again, all the details matter. Said Rabbi Yehuda, the Amoira, it depends. If he made a Lechi, then even if there was no Shituf, you're going to be Chayef. If you made a Koira and there was no Shituf, you're going to be Potter. It sounds like if there was a Koira and there was a shituf, you're going to be chayev. So whether you're chayev or not has to do with A, lechi or kaira. B, it also has to do with shituf or no shituf. Maskef la Rav Sheshes. So Rav Sheshes asked Rav Yehuda, taima d'loy nishtatvu, ha-nishtatvu boy, afilu k'sher b'kaira nami chayev. It sounds like you're telling me that if there's a kaira in the front, whether or not it has a din of Rishus HaYachid depends on whether there was a shituf or there was no shituf. Freik Rav Sheshes, the immortal words, V'chikikur zu, also isu Rishus HaYachid or Rishus HaRabim, the box of matzahs makes it into a Rishus HaYachid or Rishus HaRabim. What does it have to do with anything? The box of matzahs is the way to, it's the heteriska, it's the way to carry. But what does it have to do with whether or not it's a Rishuyas has to do, Mechitzes? The box of matzahs is not even a lovud. It's not a good achis. It's not a good asik. It's not a chavoy. What is it? How could that make the rishus? And by the way, Rav Sheshes said, if you need proof of this, if you have a chatzah that a bunch of people use, or you have a mavish in a foolish, bein irvu, bein loy irvu, hazayrik l'toychen, chayvs mefurish abraisa. So number one, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shalom, I have no idea how a kikur can make something into a rishus. It just doesn't make any sense. And number two, it's a mefurish abraisa, not the way anyways. The Gemara says,
you're right. Eli Yitma, Hachi Yitma. This is where Yehuda, he obviously meant something else. Oh my God, Yehuda, Mavui, Sheni Roy Lashitov. If you have a Mavui that's not Roy Lashitov, what would be a Mavui, Sheni Roy Lashitov? It's a Mavui Befulash. You need three walls in order to be able to do Shitov. Without three walls, you don't start Erevin. So you need to have three walls. So if you have a Mavui that's not Roy Lashitov, in other words, a.k.a. a Mavui Mefulish. So then the halacha is like this. Hechshere belechi. If you put a lechi on one side, hazorik l'toichai chayiv, then you're going to be chayiv. Hechshere bekoir. If you put a koir on one side, hazorik l'toichai pater. What's the svara? What's the svara? So if the lechi or the koir is the third mechitza, that's what Rabbi Yehuda was talking about. Alma kasavar. Very important gemara. Lechi mishum mechitza. Rabbi Yehuda obviously held the lechi is a mechitza. So if a lechi is a mechitza, putting a lechi on one side is like putting a tzuras ha-pesach on one side. So at least on the d'oraisa level, you just created a rishus hayachid. So if you throw something into this rishus now, you're going to be chayiv. Koir is only mishum heker. Koir is only mishum heker. It's not a mechitza. L'mayin afgemina. You only have two mechitzas. You only have two mechitzas. If somebody throws something into it, you're not going to be chayiv. Geshmak. So we had, again, this is chazara, because we had lechi is a mishum mechitza. Is a mishum kaira. We is a mishum hacker. We had kaira. Is a mishum mechitza. Is a mishum hacker. So here we have a. And until now, it was just more of a shayla, the chudei apnimi, the chudei achitzayna. It was some of the very subtle nuances as it relates to the halachos. Can I carry connected the kaira? Can I carry connected the lechi? Right. Some of the technical gemaras that we had in the beginning of the sechta. But here we're discussing the same shaylas, lechi and koira, a heker, a mechitza, but from a much higher level, from a chatos level, from a koris level, from a skila level. Because if I have two mechitza, I have a mavi mefulish, and I put a lechi on the other side, a koira on the other side, did I just make a rishus hayachid? It depends. Is it a heker? Is it a mechitza? If it's a mechitza, it could be I made a real rishus. And Rabbi Yehuda's shita essentially is lechi is a mechitza, and koira is a heker, which means that a lechi and a koira is a very, very different. They're mamish, different b'yisoy. V'chein amar Rabba. Rabba said the same thing. Lechi mishum mechitza, v'koyre mishum heker. Rabba amar Rabba said no. Echad said mishum heker. Lechi and a koyre are both a heker. Eisevei, Rabbi Yaakov bar Abba, the Rabba. Rabbi Yaakov bar Abba asked Rabba Akasha. Again, Rabba who said that not only is koyre a heker, everybody seems to think that koyre is a heker, but lechi is a heker as a zorik l'mavoy. If somebody throws something into a mavoy, yeshli lechi chayiv. If there's lechi chayiv, ain loy lechi potter. But if there's no lechi, you're going to be potter. So what do you see from here? That the lechi seems to define the rishus hayachid. So you see, lechi is a mechitza. So it's a hachi kamer. Ein loy tzarech elo lechi. What he meant to say was this is what the braisa means. If somebody throws something into a mavoy that only needs a lechi, what does it mean? It only needs a lechi. Because it already has three mechitzos. So in order for you to be able to carry them in the Rabbanon, you don't need a Tzoros HaPesach on one side. You don't need gates and doors on one side or on both sides. But rather, all you need is a lechi, meaning it has three mechitzos, meaning it's a Rishus HaYachim Adei Raiso, Hazor HaTotei Chayev. But if you need a lechi v'davar acher, if it's not Ein Loy Lechi, but if you need a lechi and a davar acher, lechi alone is not enough, then the halacha is you're going to be potter. Why? Because if you need a lechi and a davar acher, that means it doesn't have three mechitzas. It only has two mechitzas. Two mechitzas, so that it doesn't have a dinner. Rishus Yochim Adarais. Esvei. Nacha kasha derav yakir barabba es rova. Again, rova who said that not only is kleira mishum hacker, but lechi is mishum hacker as well. Yes, okay, no, Rabbi Yehuda said, Misha ish hashem batav hashem tzidim rishus rabbi. We had Rabbi Yehuda shita as well. Rabbi Yehuda said that if you have two houses on two sides of rishus rabbi, so literally, two houses on two sides of a Rishus HaRabim. Could you carry in between the two houses? So you'd say, of course not. What do you mean? Two houses? What are two houses? At the best, they're two mechitzas. Two mechitzas is nothing. You need three mechitzas, right? No, Rabbi Yehuda Shita we know is that two mechitzas establishes a Rishus HaYachid. Dosid the Rabbi Yehuda. So it was Rabbi Yehuda say, if you want to carry there, so midaraisa, you're good, because it's a Rishus HaYachid. But what do you have to do with the Rabbanon? Oysel lechi mikam lechi mikan. You have two options. Either I could put a lechi on one side of the house and another lechi on the other side of the house, the house that's on the same, meaning the same house on that one side of the Rishus HaRabim, or you take two cross beams and you put them across the Rishus HaRabim from one house to the other house, but nice, and you're allowed to carry. So they told Rabbi Yehuda, no, you can't be ma'arav a Rishus HaRabim like that. But what do you see from here? What does the Gemara think now anyways? The Gemara's going to fall off of it in 1 second. But what does the Gemara think now? That really Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold that two mechitzas is a reshus hayachid. So if Rabbi Yehuda is allowing you to carry here, it must be because you made something that should allow you to carry there. Oh, what do? You put a lechi here and a lechi there. Oh, a lechi must be a mechitza. See, you see, mefurish lechi is a mechitza. So again, Rabbi Yaakov Bar Abba is firing away a rava. How could you tell me lechi is not a mechitza? You see, clearly a lechi is a mechitza because Rabbi Yehuda allows you to carry between the two houses on the two opposite sides of the reshus harabim because of the two lechis. The Gemara says, no, hasim, because Rabbi Yehuda, shnei mechitzas day raisa. Rabbi Yehuda holds two mechitzas a day raisa, and because two mechitzas a day raisa, it's for that reason that you're allowed to carry one more Gemara. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Rav. Again, another light, but you saw Yidi Gemara as it relates to Erevin. So Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Rav, Mavui she'arkoi kirachboi. If you have a Mavui that is as long as it is wide, meaning it's a square, einoi nita belechi masho, it doesn't become mutter with a lechi masho. One of the themes of the beginning of Masechta Zeirvin is that there's something called a mavui and there's something called a chatzar. Practically, physically, the mitzias, as in the introduction to Masechta Zeirvin, as the picture that you'll always see when you go through all the different pictures as it relates to Masechta Zeirvin, a mavui was an alleyway that went from Rishos HaRabim and opened up into Chatzeros. The chatzer is your backyard. It's your front yard. So you have bayis, chatzer, mavui, rishos harabim. Or rishos harabim, mavui, chatzer, bayis. Depending on which way you're looking at it. But a chatzer and a mavui are just two completely different things. A chatzer is your backyard. A mavui is a public alleyway. It's the exit that takes you from your house onto a public thoroughfare, into a Rishos HaRab. And we see there's differences in halachas between a mavi and a chatzar. The one that we saw in today's daf that really features very, very prominently is that if you have a mavi that opens up into a Rishos HaRab, and as a result, midrabani and not let it carry there, all you need is a lechi and a kaira. If you have a chatzar that opens up into a Rishos HaRab, or you have a chatzar that opens up even to another chatzar where there's no shituf and mevayis, you have a chatzar where you're not let it carry, it's not enough to simply put a lechi. There we have Rabbi Yochanan Shita and Shmuel Shita, both of which was that if you want to put two lechis, yeah, that's fine. It could be even a mashu. But if it's only going to be one, it has to be a pas. Pas and lechi is the same thing. That's semantics. But it has to be at least four tefach. The point is, there's differences in halacha between how you fix, quote-unquote, a mavli, and how you fix, quote-unquote, a chatzar. Says the Gemara, a very important halacha. A mavli, something that is a mavli. Ask yourself, what is this? It's a mavli, of course. But if it's arkay kerachboy, if it's a square, einoy nita b'lechi masho. You can't have a lechi masho. You have to have a pas that's four tefachim wide. In other words, halacha treats it like a chatzer. Amar Rab, Chiyah Barashi is the name of Rab. Mavich arkay kerachboy, einoy nita b'kari tefach. Same thing. A kari doesn't either work. Again, it's treated like a chatzer. Amar Rab Zeira commented. He said, kama mechabnin shmaita desabi. So Rab Yehuda and Rabbi Chiya Barashi were much older than Rabbi Zeira. So Rabbi Zeira referred to them as Sabi, as the elder statesman, the elder Tamid Chachamim, the Ziknei Hadar. He said, Kama mechuvonim shmaitan de Sabi. Meaning, I think what they're saying is very profound. Because given the Arkei Kirachboy, being that they're a square, Havalei Chatzer. It's a Chatzer. The Chatzer ain't a niteres, but Lechi the Kaira. And that's why Lechi doesn't work. That's why Kaira. You want to know why Rabbi Yehuda said the Lechi doesn't work? Because it's a Chatzer. And a Lechi doesn't work for a Chatzer. You want to know why Rabbi Chiya Barashi said a Kaira doesn't work? Because it's a Chatzer. And a Kaira doesn't work for a Chatzer either. What do you need? You need a pass. Arba. Amazing Chiddush. That a Mavli that's a square is treated like a chatzar. Amar Rab Zeira said, "Ikashli ha'kashli." But I have one problem. What's my problem? Lahavi hay lechi kapas mashu v'nishteri. At the end of the day, why did Rabbi Yehuda say that it's not nitab lechi, even if it's a chatzar? A chatzar doesn't work with a lechi. So the Gemara says, "No, this is what we're talking about." Ishtamitzei hadam Rav Asi and Rabbi Yechner. Rav Asi sent the name Rabbi Yechner. Pas chatzar. No, it has to be four tefachim wide. I mean that it has to be four tefachim wide. It's for that reason it's not going to be okay. Amar Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman said on this note. So again, what did we just say? That you could have a mavui, but the mavui won't be treated like a mavui. It's going to be treated like a chatzar. So Rav Nachman doubled down. He said, "Nikatino, we have a mesora. Ezeu mavui shenita b'lechi b'koyr. What's an example of a mavui that has the dinam of a mavui that becomes muta b'lechi b'koyr? Kol she'arka yeser arechba. It's only if the length is longer than the width. Not just that, it has houses and chatzers that open up into it. What's an example of a chatzer that needs a pas arba? Kol she mirubas. A chatzer has to be a square. Mirubas and agulolai. And if the chatzer is round, that, if it's longer than it is wide, then it's a mavui. Umavui v'lechem b'kari sagi, and then a lechem b'kari is going to be enough. V'ilai, if it's not longer than it is wide, whether it's a square, whether it's a circle, the halacha is always going to be havalei chatzir. V'kama, how much longer does it have to be than it is wide? Meaning, what's the ratio between the length and the width? Sava shmul amemar, shmul thought, ad ikapish naim b'rachba. Maybe it has to be double. It has to be two times the length than it is wide. 4 by 8. Amalei Rav, so Rav told Shmuel, Hachi Yama Chabibi. I'll tell you what I heard from Chabibi. So who was Rav's Chabibi? It was Rav Chia. Afilu Mashu, even if it's a Mashu, that in and of itself would be enough. So again, what's the punchline of the end of the Gemara? That when we talk about a Mavui and a Chatzar, even though to picture it and to visualize it, of course, a Mavui is a Mavui and a Chatzar is a Chatzar, as we've explained it several times. But from a more technical halachic standpoint, really what matters is not whether it's a Mavui or a Chatzar, but the dimensions is really what it's all about. And if it's Arkay is more than Rachbay, and it could be, you even need more technical criteria, you need two Chatzeros, each Chatzer has two batim, then it's treated like a Mavoy, and it has the Kula of a Mavoy, that all you need is a Lechi and a Kaira. If, however, it's a square, or it's a circle, so even if practically, physically, you ask the man on the street, what is this? He's going to tell you a mavoi. It doesn't matter. Halachically, it's not going to be treated like a mavoi, but rather halachically, it's going to be treated like a chatzar. You can actually exhale now for the first time in about a week. The next daf Yud Gimel and daf Yud Dalet are some epic dafin. In fact, Erevin daf Yud Gimel is one of the most geshmaka dafin in Shas. A lot of yesoidis there, a lot of interesting raid. And Be'ezras Hashem, we will return to our regular program, which is raid bites and exhales, looking forward.